Gonna be on YouTube.
I'm gonna say this right now publicly. All the reality shows in South Africa are fake. If una lana lem problem am funel, I'll leave my numbers. All of them. From your Mzanti Magic, what I'm gonna give fake. Moja love, give everything is planned, everything is pre-planned, everything is scripted. That's why I actually make up. Iki reality show am good among you're waking up looking beautiful. Yeah? No, so I want to shit you ago.
Come on, I'm gonna link.
Abana, you got much love, come on. Banya, Ubabuch.
So, but this is the
question. Banya Kamuka from the CEO of much love, Wanya. Banya Kamuka fufufu. Banya Kamuka. Ubabuch. Anal problem, Abansu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to No Chill Vodcast. Can I have a horn? Yo, guys, welcome to No Chill Vodcast. This is the 15th episode. As you know, guys, this episode or this vodcast is all about inspiring youth. We get the influencers. People are doing the most out here. Today, I'm with Khuputso Mutlane. He's known as DJ Coach Bafethu. We're going to be here talking with him. He's a music producer, he's a DJ, he's a businessman, but to me he's an influencer because he influences me, and I know that he influences you too, guys. So let's chill, let's listen, and let's learn. I'll advise you guys to have a pen and paper because you have to copy and paste. This guy is doing the most, and let's go. Yo, can I have a horn for the last time? Maji, welcome to No Chill Vodcast, man. Thank you so much for the time, man. We've been trying to, you know, to arrange and talk. And yeah man, first of all, bro, I would like you to introduce yourself. I did intro, but I feel like I've left some stuff there. Who's DJ Coach?
I think you said the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a simple guy. So, Kimopedi, born in Limpopo.
Yeah,
Beggarsfort to be exact. Kabo 95, just a year after apartheid fell. I grew up in 1994. Yeah, so I grew up that side, under hard conditions, obviously.
Yeah,
but I've always been a dreamer, man. You know, I've always went after what I wanted.
Yeah,
grew up in a Christian family, you know, with loving parents. Thank God they're still here even now, you know, because nowadays it's hectic, you know. Yeah, man. So I can say my life actually started in 2013 when I came to Gauteng.
Yeah.
Yeah, to hustle.
Where were you before? You were in Limpopo?
Yeah, I've been in Limpopo. So in Limpopo, where I'm from, Joe, you can't really grow anyhow, emotionally, physically, because the environment just affects you. You can't even think. You know, so Kanako, Blamagara, Mukuku, Aish, Joe.
That's worse.
Yeah.
So those were your, like, situation back then.
Yeah, it has always been. But at that time, I honestly didn't see a problem.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you are born in those conditions, the only thing you can do is to adjust and accept.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I didn't, you know. Yeah.
I know the struggle. I'm from Limpopo, and everything that you actually mentioning it makes sense. I know.
Yeah, definitely.
But let's talk about let's talk about when you're still there in Limpopo, right?
Okay,
obviously everything starts there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you I saw that you used to play with your uncle at the weddings.
Oh, yeah.
What type of music? What were you playing there? I'm just curious.
I was actually playing wedding songs.
Like, Tamanyalo?
You know, yeah, Tamanyalo, Limpopo wedding songs.
So, how? Like, what were Pela?
No.
It was so, like DJing.
Yeah, so basically my uncle would take me with him to his gigs. They used to hire him for weddings, parties.
Yeah.
And then he loves drinking.
Yeah.
So he would let me operate while he's drinking. So I would play. I knew all the wedding songs which were relevant at that time. You know? Yeah, so I didn't even play house music. It was wedding songs, yeah. One way.
So would you say the passion for music started there?
Yeah, that was around about 2008. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was doing grade 8 at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when I realized that actually I think I love this thing, you know, because that's when I had access to the real equipment. Yeah. Because before then, we were playing with bricks at home. There was nothing else.
Yeah.
My dice, Neradala, my dice.
And apparently you used to play soccer. The name coach,
you got
it from soccer.
Yeah. So after 2009, just a year before the World Cup.
Yeah.
So that's when I was also playing soccer, like full time.
But what did they say you coach? Were you coaching while playing?
Yes, actually. The team that I was playing for didn't have a coach.
Mm.
So I was the one setting the scheme.
And play at the same time.
Obviously I would put myself in all the time.
But did you take yourself out at some point?
You can't take yourself out unless... Now I'm tired. I need to rest. But I used to be an engine back then.
Yeah.
I never got tired for as long as I remember.
Bro, I was reading your story, man. And your story is very inspiring. That's why I was like, you know what? Let me try to get this guy to come
in.
Because we're doing this to inspire people who are watching.
Yeah.
And then you came to Josie. And you went to varsity, right?
Yeah, I did.
And tell me about the varsity life, because I heard that you were failing left and right. What was happening?
During my matric, that was 2012, né?
Yeah.
My mom told me that, you know what, there's a college around my Kasi called CN.
Yeah.
My mom said, look, son, you know my condition, you know our condition.
Yeah.
So you can't go to varsity. Because I wouldn't have money to pay for your fees and all that.
Yeah.
So the least I could do is to take you to the nearest college.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you grow up in Limpopo, you were born in Limpopo, Watana Skolo Limpopo, you get married in Limpopo, you will die in Limpopo. You know, I didn't want that for myself. I'm an already. Rather, I go to the same college, but in Gauteng.
Oh.
And then she didn't want me to go because, you know, parents have this thing, you know, that fear which our parents have.
Yeah.
And seeing things now, they're actually correct, hey?
Yeah. You just have to handle yourself here.
Yeah, you must know why you're here.
Yeah.
So that was the argument that we had. And kamarape, like, no, man. Then after then, I found out there was NSFAS.
You
know, and I told about it. No, already let me apply and then apply for NSFAS as well.
So
if they take me, then I'll go.
Yeah.
Then I did. I applied at TUT. I applied for economics course. They said it's full.
Yeah.
But alternatively, they gave me the local government finance.
Yeah.
When I did a research about it, they said, no, this one, I'm going to be an accountant at the local municipality.
Yeah.
So I got on Google, I checked the salary, between 9,000, depending on whether you are an intern or whatever, between 9,000, 20, 30, no, it's not so bad. The nice thing about it, obviously, you know, there's a saying. There's a saying. So if you're an accountant, at least 1 million, you're 50,000. Then 950 is sharp.
So you were already planning these things before you even start.
Joe, now I'm a hustler, Joe. Now I was planning. Okay, if you get like content in that, I must make a plan.
And
I must make a plan.
So now you got accepted, and now tell me, how was the studies? How was
okay? It? Yeah. So Hagifita Dahouting, there was a cousin of mine who was doing a fourth year, but in first year.
Okay, they were doing the
it was his
year.
Fourth year, but in reality, it's first year,
like so they were doing first year modules.
Yeah, I can order 4 years ago. I'm gonna get to one.
Well, okay.
So he's the one who showed me the ropes, you know.
He's one of those people, boy,
This is Gauteng. I was at Karanku at the time, so I'm partly accommodation, the room, and everything. He was very, very useful, you know. And then I didn't understand why was this guy doing fourth year but he's still doing first year. It didn't make sense, you know, because at home when my parents when they hala you, I don't know the right word, they make reference of some of the family members. Look at Tsibani Bahani, he's doing well, and I'm like, chief, my mom said you are graduating. Mm. And it's like, hey, that is life, boy. Yeah. So I think that's where I learned some of the tricks. Oh, when you are here, you can just say you are graduating, but you're actually sleeping. It's not a bad idea, you know. So, yeah. So then the journey started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want to. That's why I'm here. I'm here for the journey.
Okay, sharp. So now I used to go to school every day, attend, do my assignments, you know. But there's one thing that I didn't want to do. Yeah. I didn't want friends.
Why?
Honestly, I'm because I was like this on a daily basis, and I think that's what pushed me to be where I am today. I was that person, I want to spend time alone.
Mm.
Why? Because I live in a dreamland.
Yeah.
I get some my go around kua. When I'm born, I get some my, and I'm actually driving.
Yeah.
And it's not my problem that you can't see my car.
So you are here. Time. You're in your imagination.
Yeah, so I was always there. So if you can actually show me, utom pledi, sorry, yeah, Joe, wow, what happened? I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
So I had my headphones on. Mm. I would pretend to play music. But I'm not playing anything.
Avoid people.
Yeah, just to avoid people. I didn't want to make friends.
Why? Do you have sad story or something that you know about friendship?
Not even. Because that thing, vibe. I want to dream.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to dream. Mm. Yeah, I've always been a dream. I want to dream. I want to dream being rich.
Yeah.
Therefore, I can't do that if I have a friend who's always telling me about reality. So my point was, I was running away from reality through dreaming. Yeah. So we call that hope.
But how did you learn all these things, man?
I think I was born with it naturally.
Nah.
Yeah. This I think is I'm deep. A good liar.
It's a deep thing.
Because I was lying to myself. I knew it and I was happy.
You were not lying.
I was. It was not true.
But look.
Maybe not now, yes. But at that time.
So it actually works.
Yeah, it did work. Trust me, it did work. So when they say you work for success, that's how it starts. Mm. You must have a build up, a storyline.
Yeah. And then you were failing. You were failing nonstop.
Ish, my
boy. And come 2013.
Yeah. So, Kiona 2013, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was. So the funny thing, I get it, there's first semester and second semester. Yeah. So, first semester. Out of 5 subjects, I've passed 1 and failed 4.
Which one?
It's mercantile law. Mercantile law, that's the subject that I've passed.
That's not difficult, though.
I think I've found passion in it.
Oh.
That communication, kifitele sgoa jo. Basa magalaxa ste. Kifite communication, kamoka kifite accounting.
Yeah.
Fail. And then that was first semester. Second semester, same thing happened again. I passed mercantile law, and then I failed the other 4. So now, when that happens, you're supposed to go for exclusion, you know? But normally, TUT would give you a warning first. So what I did was, I didn't have the tricks and the techniques.
Yeah.
So I had to be honest to my parents.
Then
when they're shouting, I'm like, no, remember, mom, this was a second choice. I didn't choose this.
Yeah.
Now, let me go for this course that I've always wanted, which is economics.
Yeah.
So, Kababota, and then I applied for. So, it's easier when you're applying from the inside.
Mm.
They will quickly accept you better than a first year who's from matric.
Yeah.
So, they've accepted me within a week on the second course. Then I told my mom that no, I'm even changing that course. I'm failing because it's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
But now, here's the truth. The course that I was doing and the economics one, the local government and economics one, they had the same subjects first year. So my excuse was invalid.
This thing actually, because economics deals with man. So you've been always.
I've been, my brah. Like, I've been. And I think I'm one type of a guy who questions everything.
Yeah.
I think that's why I did not pass Koskolong.
Yeah.
Like, you're giving me an economics book and then you're telling me that this is the economy. When this happens, it goes down.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you why. So I think I've been answering like that in the question paper. I think I was asking the question papers instead of answering.
Hey, but do you think whatever that you do, like questioning everything, contributed to your success?
Yeah, definitely. Because it develops you into being a founder.
Nee.
You know, being a founder of something
is
heavy, man.
Yeah.
Right? It's not for everybody. Sitting down and starting an idea and then make it happen and then build it to being a successful company.
Yeah.
It doesn't start over one night.
Cool.
It needs to start with your character, you know.
Hey, bro, you are inspiring me. And
when I'm failing.
No, like what you're saying right now, like I'm trying, Linda, I want to question everything now. I want to start questioning everything. To be honest, man. So, then Wafeila, and apparently 2013, you were right in Nakava.
Yeah, so I went for another course in the same campus, same classes.
Yeah.
You know, because TT, they just exchange or on Mondays, Kiba Economics, Tuesdays, local government, but it's still the same class. So I was still in the same class. And then I've seen a couple of people, you know, that I was with last year. They've switched
as well.
So I didn't feel like I was lost.
Yeah.
Now I met this other friend. You know, I, out of all the cool kids, I never liked cool kids.
Yeah.
In my life, the cheese boy, cool kids in varsity.
Yeah.
They were never my thing, because to me is you are there, you are cool in varsity, but life won't be cool on you.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be a cool kid in varsity. And then later on, you find me at the Robots, you know. So, Kahlakanale, this guy. One thing I liked about this guy, Naratabanyana, number one, he was taking drugs. Two, he's a DJ.
Yeah.
He's everything that is illegal.
Yeah.
You know, and then
when what he's do you, what me, do you mean everything illegal?
Like hagiri legal, like that's something that your parents wouldn't want you to do when you're in varsity.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All that. He was failing. He said, "My boy, I see you're new. I've seen you last year, but I was like, let me not super you." And I'm like, and then when I arrive, can nancha game. I've been here 4 years before you. I'm like, I'm like this guy. So ever since then, he told me about music because I've always been passionate. I think the main thing that connected us was music.
Yeah.
So he taught me your FL Studio, your music softwares.
That's still 2013, right?
I know that was 2014 at the beginning.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of which 2013, I was doing music, but I didn't have much info how to use the softwares and all that. So 2014, Anruta, most of the things that I wasn't aware of, you know. So from then we became friends, you know. And I think that's when I've realized that I cannot be easily influenced, because that guy has offered me drugs countless times. He has offered me alcohol countless
girls.
Times. Girls. I've always said no.
So you're also denying girls. You're like, nah.
Like everything, and like Hana, everything, but still he was my friend.
Yeah. So when you saw the opportunity to learn music through him.
Yeah. So he knew everything about music, but the only problem was he was not a good friend if you were to listen to him.
Yeah.
You understand? But I knew he had talent, so I had to stick with him. So many people on campus, when they saw me with him, they actually thought, this boy is taking drugs. Oh. This boy is drinking alcohol. This boy loves girls. Yeah. I was none of those things. Now I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
You understand? And I've learned a lot from him. I've released music.
And from
2014, I think, in Tite Boma, 4 album.
I wanna go back, because I had a story. So now, where's that guy?
2019, he once sent me a message on Facebook saying, "Boy, I see you've made it. We must hook up."
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, dog, let's hook up." He said, "Yeah, when I come out of jail." I was so this guy had a thing while he's in jail.
That
was the last time. So now I'm unable to track him, because you know my DMs are crazy.
Yeah,
flooding and
it makes sense. People want e-wallets, man.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and then like, fast forward, man. You finally. How was your breakthrough? What happened?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest, my guy. When I'm Jolo. Mjolo is the main reason why I'm here. You know,
Mjolo. Does anyone know about this?
Yeah, I've never really made it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing I've realized about success is you're doing everything equally the same every day to get successful. And it's the same thing that you need to do to get successful. What do I mean by that? You do this thing, this particular thing every day.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you need a certain pushover that's going to push you over the limit. You're going to do the same thing, but now at a different energy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't buy that. You can only reach that stage when you're fed up.
Yeah.
So Mjolo happened. I was in a relationship with this girl in 2015.
Yeah.
when I was still in varsity.
So was that your first girl now?
No.
Okay.
My first official girlfriend, Nelua, from high school.
Yeah, okay. No, from high school, Mujalo doesn't count.
Yeah, grade 12. Yeah. So, grade 12, and then varsity, I go varsity and Damba because of a guy who had Mini Cooper. That is why even today I'll never buy a Mini Cooper. I'm still angry.
Because it has this memory.
Yes,
yeah,
no, I'm still angry. So that girl chose a guy with a Mini Cooper.
It's not. No, I wonder if Ufila Zhuang now. I'm just thinking, how is she? Do you check up on her? Just, hey, I mean.
You know, access to me is not easy, my guy. Even if they want to check. Now I can't check up on anybody, unfortunately.
Yeah, too
even
easy.
If they want to check up on me, yeah. They'll go through my PAs, three of them. See, and I have to, I you know. Have to be important for me to get back to you.
Yeah, no,
you I know, so it. Yeah, I get life, unfortunately.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that girl you were dating now, let's hear the story.
Yeah, so 2015, I got this girl.
Mm-hmm.
We started by being friends. She was pretty, dark, beauty, big ass.
Oh, so you love ass?
I never said that. I just said big ass.
You emphasized like big ass. Like, okay.
Okay,
cool.
If it was small, I would have said small ass.
Oh, okay.
Big, you need to make sure that people understand
like,
that it's
big. How big was it? Was it that big?
It, my bra, it was big, naturally big. I had to look at my body, it's an over injection. Oh, but
there's so many
get,
things that they
yeah,
they're
so
doing.
No, that one naturally big.
Yeah.
You know? So. I loved her so much.
Was it because of the S?
No. The S, I'm just trying to make you understand that I was living the life.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Because now, you need to remember, when you are a girl and you have big S,
yeah.
Almost every guy with a car wants to stop to talk to you.
But I can imagine. That's hard. That's
and
hard.
And then she chose me. Like, every day, one put her, yo, baby, khwatla mshima no munga BM, urari M4. Come on, I don't understand the confidence.
Shmar, why would she even tell you? That's pressure though. But is that a way of pushing
you?
No.
That was the kind of, because we started by being friends.
Oh.
That's that's what I prefer. You must tell me, oh, yo, mama, why helicopter.
I feel like now I understand how you mean by she happened, she pushed you somehow. Because if you can get someone to tell you, hey, there was this guy who came with a BMW, in your mind, you don't have BMW. Now you're thinking, I have to get BMW or else.
No, one thing I loved about her, as much as she was telling me, she was never into those things.
Yeah.
Honestly, she just loved me for who I was.
Yeah.
And I will always respect her for that. You know. So now, the problem now started when she became friends with this other guy.
A friend?
Yeah, a friend.
Okay. So now I want to see the link between her and your breakthrough.
Yeah, that's where I'm going now.
Okay.
Friend with this other guy.
Yeah.
So this guy would pump her with ideas about the future.
Yeah.
Like, what are your plans for the next 3 months?
Yeah.
What are your plans for next year?
Yeah.
You know, what are your plans in life?
Mm.
So she would bring those questions to me. Babe, what are your plans? I mean, it's 2016 now. I've been failing for 4 years. You can't ask me what are my plans. My plans is just to leave. I will see.
So at that point, when Aveli didn't have any plan.
Can you have a plan?
What happened to the imagination now? All those things.
Yes, that was my plan. Imagination never stopped. I didn't see a problem. As much as people think, or this guy was failing for 4 years.
Yeah.
Those 4 years, I was spending that 4 years imagining. And I was happy. My guy, trust me. When you see a person sitting down at the robot, smiling, a hobo, you don't know what's going through his head. When you see a hobo, but he's not seeing a hobo. Yana, he's imagining himself in Durban. And that is very powerful. So my mind used to work like that.
Yeah.
So my reality never really affected me at that time. I used to dream a lot.
Mm.
So she would ask me such questions and I would tell her, baby girl, nah, I don't have a future. When the least you could do, finish this school so you can go to work and come back and give me money.
But that was you telling, but you were lying in a way. Because, I mean, if you are dreaming, because why would you spend so much time in your head if there's
at
no
that
plan?
Time, remember, I was dreaming with no direct plan.
Oh.
So I couldn't have any guarantee that, okay, baby, I'm starting this app, I'm starting this thing. Mm. If it works out, at that time, that was before everything.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about the beginning of 2016.
Yeah.
My life started changing in 2016 from April. That was before April.
Yeah.
So she asked me those things before.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a plan. So at that time, I was fixing computers. Ne? Mm-hmm. I was fixing.
Naturally.
Yeah. So now, my guy, now I deserve to be where I am today.
Yeah.
People confuse lying,
mm-hmm.
fake lifestyle, mm-hmm. and hustling.
Yeah.
There's a thin line in between. Somebody you might call a liar or somebody who's living a fake style, to me, is a hustler.
Yeah.
Because we are born with nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect me to do? I'm born with nothing.
So,
literally
so,
nothing.
So would you and say...
So now, what I used to do was, I would analyze what happens on the campus, in library.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, Kirichi's boy.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, dog, my computer is not working and shit. Girl, your computer is not working and shit. And then when I would ask, but no, man, it's just slow and shit. Girl, it's slow and shit. But fun about Avanti.
What's that?
YouTube, how to fix a slow computer. Antivirus.
Just like that.
I go to AVG, download it for free, put it in a web USB, print the poster, fix antivirus, 50 rand.
Yeah.
So those small funds I used to take, spoil my girlfriend, give her a last part.
Yeah.
I was doing everything for love.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's a very nice story, man. I mean, to be honest, you know, not even know when I used to fix. And
yeah,
it's not something anymore, new.
But
now.
Yeah.
Even now, you can still do it if you want to.
But it's not enough. It's gonna be sent. Yeah. So don't put 100. You know. Yeah, but I'm just trying to make people be aware that you are born poor. It's not your fault. But if you die poor, it is your fault. I mean, Murimu Philip Salejo. Nobody taught me any of this.
Anything.
Things. So now, fast forward April.
Mm.
Actually, March.
Yeah.
So my best friend comes with this thing early March.
Mm.
Comes with this thing.
Your girlfriend?
No, my best friend.
Oh, okay.
Barge Triple M. No, he says, hey, my boy, there's this thing called Triple M.
I remember.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. So that way you used to put money in within days.
You put money, you put 1,000 within 2 months.
Where did that thing end? What happened?
It ended with me. Hey! So this guy brings the pamphlet. I'm like, Anamo? Mok popi.
So we're no journey late.
Yeah, basically, I joined when it was about to fall.
Yeah.
So I started fixing computers hard.
Yeah.
Now,
raising
1,000 so I can invest it and get 9,000 in 2 months.
Yeah.
I've raised that money and I've put it in Triple M.
All
of
it.
I've kept quiet. Yes, I've kept quiet. So my girlfriend keeps on saying, hey, baby, because I didn't hide anything. Where is it? I'm like, baby, don't worry. I have a surprise for you. Yeah. Tell I one more.
Get a
withdrawal next. My money is gone. Just like that. Now, the problem is, my best friend comes back and tells me that, that thing fell. It was a secret that I've invested. I wanted to surprise him as well. And I've always been that one guy. No matter how close we are, I can never tell you my plans before they work.
Yeah, and that's it. That's it.
Because
very,
now,
that's
people
a powerful
need,
thing.
Yes, people need to be aware. Had I told him, I don't want negativity.
Yeah.
Any negative thing from your close friend can affect your plans. So you don't tell anybody. If you believe in it, do it.
Do it.
If it fails, we'll try it.
And it's not just friends, even family.
I never family worse. When I left, you'll see me gone. When I leave, I mean.
So that's 2016?
Yeah. 2016 around March.
So Skolo Moa, Skolo.
Skolo so on. I'm there on the system, not physically. Physically, I'm pushing my things. You know? So there are people, I had people who update me. Oh, we have an assignment. Here's the question. Oh, okay. Then sometimes I would fix your computer, you do the assignment for me.
It's always about hustle.
Yeah.
That's a hustling.
So I was a hustling. I was a businessman.
Yeah.
So I was sharp. Now, after that thing has fallen, he comes back again.
Yeah.
My friend. Remember at that time, 2016, I'm not doing music anymore.
Yeah.
Because 2013, I've been pushing. 14, I've been pushing Garlizel for the album. But now the truth is, when you send a famous artist an email, or bro, help me. The truth is, they're not going to help
me. Yeah. True.
You know, I learned that the hard way. True. I realized that nobody's going to help me. The only way to get these people's attention, I must come as a rich DJ, which they don't know.
Yeah.
That was the only way. So I knew 2016 I had to make money because my time is up. At home, they expect graduation.
Really?
Well, but now I've had my story covered. I was even planning on hiring graduation gowns, fake the certificate, take pictures, and send to my parents that now I'm looking for a job. My storyline was, you know, I wasn't lying. I'm hustling.
No, but that's lying, though.
No,
you're lying with plans.
Exactly.
That to cover it.
Now, remember now, as much as our parents gave birth to us, you can't really dictate what I want to become in my life.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
And then all our parents ever wanted was for us to go to varsity, get that degree, get a job.
Yeah,
part of me never saw myself doing that. So I knew that if I tell my mom that I want to stay in Gauteng and hustle, she was not going to understand. So a part of me knew that I no longer want school anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm intelligent enough to take that book, study, go write that exam and pass.
Of course, everyone
but
is.
I didn't want that anymore. I've seen myself being rich because every person who's wealthy that I know at the moment, 1 year or later, they've dropped out. So I was like, you know what? Because now I'm one person who asks myself questions. Okay, Shapo, I need to go to school and graduate.
Yeah.
Who do I know that have went to school and graduated? I know a couple of family friends and what.
And how they live.
Now I ask myself the important question. Do I want to live like them?
Yeah.
I look at their cars. And I was like, you know what? Engineer, can't drive a G63 out of Salah.
When I own that thing, you
know, Thomas Samuel Mara, the entrepreneurial way, not
the hustling way.
Because now, the thing is, most people trap themselves without being aware. Barry, I'll go to school, graduate, get a job, and then get funding for my business. But the truth is, bills will always be on your neck. 2 years later, now you have bills that you cannot escape.
Exactly.
You no longer have time to do that particular business because you have to pay bills.
Yeah.
So that's the trap. So I didn't want to be a part of that. Sharp. So my friend, early April,
yeah.
I think it was on the 1st, he comes with this thing here like, he's like, hey Joe, there's this thing called Forex trading.
Yeah.
I promise you, my boy, this one is legit. I'm like, hey, we're now in Kemilo.
And that's the end of that time.
Hey, you see, that's where I've realized that it's easier for a person to say you've scammed me, even though you didn't scam them. Because I was accusing him as well. Because,
really, you heard it from him.
So I was accusing him that you brought this thing into my life. Now he took my money. So I had to tell him that I've invested money. And then he laughed at me. He said, yes. Your money was eaten because you kept it a secret.
Oh, yeah.
But now you need to do this thing. Yeah. It's like he was bringing these things to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe him. But later on, I was like, you know what? Let me check this thing out.
Yeah.
When I Googled it, I found out there's 6 trillion US dollars rotating on the market every day at that time. 6 trillion US dollars.
Like this. Every day.
Monday to Friday, only 6 trillion.
Yeah.
Like the money, the liquidity.
And it's for anyone.
It's for anyone. And obviously the banks want billions, but I don't want billions.
Yeah.
I just want $100, $10,000.
So what did you do, coach? What did you do?
And then after that, I did my research. Is this thing legal? Then they said it's legal. It's even there in the Bible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which verse?
You Google it. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 to 6.
Oh.
I want you to read it out loud.
Guys. And I was about to get to that point. Wait, let me see if I can. My phone is
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. That is the only Bible verse I know in my life.
It's the only verse
that I know in my life. Yeah.
Wait.
Invest your money.
You're
not going to exchange. Yeah. Invest your money.
Okay, what? Quote it. Quote it.
Yeah,
quote
I know it. Invest your money in foreign exchange market. That is verse 1. Verse 2. One of these days, you'll make profit. Verse 3.
Did they even say forex exchange?
Yeah, foreign exchange. Foreign exchange.
Wait.
Like as it is. So when I know how to sell forex, honestly. Rather say the people who are doing forex scam, I would understand.
I wanna check forex.
So it's not my problem that you go for the wrong people who are doing it. That is your choice.
It's what?
Ecclesiastes ebile type of forex verse in the Bible ba tlo fa yona ga botse.
Okay, get it, forex verse.
Yeah, forex verse in the Bible. Let me do the yeah. Well, when we check. Invest your money in foreign exchange market. And one
so
of these
So when
days,
did you discover this verse? I read
the
I
same
read.
Night I was investigating.
Let me see.
What read it. Read it out loud for everybody to hear.
Yeah.
So that tomorrow invest
your money in forex, foreign trade, and yes. One of these days you will make a profit.
One of these days. It doesn't specify which day.
Dude, this is new to me. I won't lie.
Exactly. So let me ask you. I know you are asking me questions.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Not considering anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
Did you believe that forex was real?
At first,
let's say before. At
okay,
first.
Yeah,
at first. Before hearing about any successful forex person. At first. Be honest.
No.
Exactly.
No.
That was me in 2016.
Yeah.
So that's where everybody starts until you're willing to learn about something.
Yeah.
As long as you're willing to learn. Now the problem is when you don't want to learn.
So now you what did you do? Then your friend told you about this.
Now my lady calls me. She's like, son, I know you owe school fees. Like I was owing about 40 something thousand. Mm. So she's like, I'm gonna take a loan and then I'm gonna reduce the fees. So I'm gonna give you the money to pay.
Mm.
Right? I was like, okay, no problem, my lady. And then she gave me 20,000. It was a loan from Capitec, I think. Sharp. Capitec, I rather get a level.
So you paid half of the amount that you...
No, halfway, no. Can you pay the school fees when you know you're not...
I see
not,
where it's going.
Yeah,
I
when you know you're not passing.
Yeah, so...
Angaya not on your tower, plani. So, I'm like, you know what? This girl has been with me through thick and thin. Katia 5 tau.
Bah.
Vacation.
Yeah?
I went to Pretoria. My vacation was in Pretoria town.
Yeah.
From Rankua to town. Because I hardly went to town. Number one. Fitla hotel mulaga buka the whole weekend. Lema bebes. Ongusha rija life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kum 5 tau gone. Ongusha.
And
so
that's
my girlfriend
you
keeps
don't
on
regret.
Asking.
Mm.
Baby, what happened? I'm like, baby girl, I'm a hustler. And then it reminds me of Dada, you know, more.
Yeah, more. Yeah.
Baby girl, I'm a hustler.
I'm a hustler.
Yeah, that's
money.
How I felt, you
yeah.
know. Yeah, at that time. So, Raja 5 tau. And then after that, come Monday when we go back, 5 tau is gone. I'm left with 15.
Yeah.
Now I knew that 15, it's my investment.
Yeah.
I'm taking it to Forex. I've opened an
but
account.
But that time, did you learn enough?
No.
To take such risk?
No. Learn enough how?
They say
now,
Forex, you need
see,
to...
That is the problem that most people are having now.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And I was one of them. Yeah. So when I found out about Forex, I went on Google and I found Forex gurus. Your Sandy Leshezi.
Yeah.
Your Ref Wayne, Cashflow. Those were the legends.
Yeah.
That I found in the game. I was like, these guys are millionaires.
Yeah.
I can do this. But I didn't follow on their story, what is it that they're doing. Yeah. I didn't care much. I wanted to start my own
so
story.
For you, it was like, okay, it's possible, this thing.
It's
I
possible.
I have to find a way.
Yeah. So finding a way, I knew that you can make 1 million in one day. So in my head, I was like, you know, with this 15,000, I'm going to make 100,000, 100,000 to 1 million, 1 million, 10 million, 10 million to 100 million.
Yeah.
Then I resign from life.
Yeah.
I go to Dubai and start living my life. That was the plan I had. But God has a different one.
Yeah.
I put in the 15,000.
All of it.
$1,000 at that time. It was 14,800 and something at that time, I think. 1,000. I'm opening my first trade with small lot sizes.
Yeah.
I knew about lot sizes and risk management.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So now $5. It's low that day. I increased the risk. Now I see that.
Imagine, did you increase the lot?
The lot size, yes. I'm increasing the risk. I have 0% knowledge of what I'm doing. I've just watched one or two YouTube videos, did a couple of research, then that's it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm.
Come Friday, that particular Friday, there was what we call NFP.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it. So NFP is where I've seen the relationship between Forex and employment, the economy as a whole.
Yeah,
so
NFP is basically the United States of America releasing the number of jobs they've created or whatsoever in the US. Mm. So that automatically affects USD.
Yeah.
So in short, when a person says they're going to Dubai or America, the exchange rate that they get has been influenced by economic factors. If any politician in South Africa or president does something bad, it affects the rent, I'm going to sell. The rent that is buying against
it's like
the
when
rent.
Ramaphosa, maybe if he decide to reshuffle the
cabinet. If Ramaphosa changes the cabinet right now, as a forex trader, I know USD ZA, I'm going to buy USD is going to fall. So, you see, so it's always economic related, but I didn't know that.
Yeah,
by then, come Friday. So, there's this thing called NFP.
So, were you doing fundamentals, or it was just
analytics? I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know whether there's technical, there's fundamental. I was trading to make, to become a...
But then now NFP moves is a fundamental thing.
I didn't know it was NFP. At that time, I didn't know it was NFP.
Yeah.
So 2:30 come, 2:30, there's this long candlestick going up and down. I'm starting to make profit. From small lot sizes, I'm making about $20, $50. I'm like, it's going up again. Lot size 5. Oh, I buy.
You're playing
I
with
go
the
with
lot
it.
Size.
It gives me 300. I close. Balance 1.3. Lot size 5. 300 goes to more than 1.5. I'm like, I'm going to be a billionaire. Yeah. I buy again, only to find that it was going to reject with a bigger lot size. It took less than 10 seconds for 15,000 to blow. It was gone. Go and tell an ingwete negative 200 and something dollars. Negative. My money is gone.
I can imagine how you
so
felt,
you know what I did? No, I didn't have feelings at that time. I agree it was a dream. I agree. It's like death. You don't really accept it at some point until you see it going happening.
Yeah.
I turned off the laptop. I was like, it was a dream. I slept. I woke up, I turned off the laptop. I turned on the laptop, it was balance zero. I turned it off again. I slept. I woke up again. Zero. I'm like, I'm a daughter.
So reality now
zero.
Is kicking.
Now it's kicking in. I masturbated. Slept. I came back again. It was zero. I'm like, my daughter, 20,000, I'm old lady. So now I'm starting to feel like I'm that useless son.
Yeah. Everything comes to you now.
Comes now. It's shutting down now. Damn. You understand? It's like shutting down now.
So how did you come back, man?
I was going through depression, a couple of suicidal thoughts, but I knew as much as I was thinking about it, I knew I wasn't gonna do it.
Yeah.
Because I knew people who die by Nyela, not the Nyela straight up. So I knew that was not for me. You know, that was the only way that I could end the misery that I was feeling at that time. But I knew that I have hope, man. Maybe. Let me do research on what went wrong. So I took a break for like a week or two.
So what lesson did you learn from that?
I've learned that anything that you try to put your money in, you must first understand it fully. Yeah. Understand the risks.
Yeah.
I think the main important thing I didn't understand was there's a possibility of losing money.
Mm.
And then I would indirectly blame those guys that I've seen who have made it.
Yeah.
But the truth is, I'm the one who made that decision that I'm going to put my 15,000.
Yeah.
Of which that is why most youngsters don't want to take responsibility.
Mm.
You see me driving a G63. You ask me what I do, I'm telling you I do Forex.
Yeah.
Right? You say, okay, show me this thing. I show you. Then you go take your last money, you put it. When you lose it, you come back, you don't want to blame me.
Yeah. But then...
That is not taking responsibility.
Yeah.
They're
putting responsibility on you now.
Yeah, you understand. But now, let's do a recap. The truth is, I never put a gun on your head and I'm like, do this. Yeah. No. You came to me.
Yeah.
And I never put a gun on your head and I said, no, go take a look.
And you didn't lie to them.
Exactly. So you made a choice. Now, after making a choice, you must live with the consequences. Yeah. Unfortunately, we lived with them.
Yeah.
So at that time, after that, I knew that now I need to calm down and learn.
Yeah.
So now the learning started. Yeah. Now I was obsessed with it. Mm. Learning. Every time I would get like $10, 150 rands, I would put it in, apply risk management, learn what moves the market. That's when I've learned about fundamental and everything. But I didn't have much info at that time. So I tell my girlfriend about it, that baby girl, I'm going to be rich. Now, time was running out. She was fed up with me.
Yeah.
She was, you know. Now I was pushing, doing the same things that I was doing.
Yeah.
That is, remember my words earlier when I said, success, there needs to be a pushover.
Yeah.
So I did the same things that I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is pushing, doing research,
yeah,
studying the market, trading every day, you know.
Yeah.
Now, come October, or even before October, June, when there was a school recess, I didn't go home.
Yeah.
I was left
so
alone.
So where were you staying? At rest?
No. It was a house, student accommodation. My lady was paying. I guess she thought I was going to school.
Yeah.
That was the only reason why she was paying. So when everybody went home, I didn't go home because I knew that I have to push harder.
Mm.
So I didn't even have food. I had one piece of chicken. So what I did at that time was I had one piece of chicken, I had mayonnaise, I had rice.
Mm.
Lots of rice and mayonnaise. One piece of chicken.
Yeah.
So I had to make a plan because I knew I had to survive for like a week before my mom sends me money.
Yeah.
You know? So I cooked one piece of chicken, like soup. I'll dish out the rice, and when it comes to sashebo, I'll put in the soup only. I don't eat the meat. Yes. Fuck, am I nice? I would eat while watching the market. The following day, I would put water. In my language, when they say chila, I would put water. Yeah, water and soup again. Recook that meat again, just so I could have that essence. Dish up. I did that for like 6 days in a row. The seventh day, that's when I was eating the piece of chicken. It was extremely cooked.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Get it piece.
You know?
No.
So those are some of the things that I had to go through. That is why even today, if ukatla monna wabelela masepa, it takes me 2 seconds to wotoro jo marata hao. Because I have a memory of what I've went through. You are not there. So you think you know me just because you clicked follow. You think you know me just because you've heard Daily Sun speak about me. You think you know me because you've seen me on Moja Love. You understand? You have no idea. I lose it just like that because the pain will forever be in my heart.
Yeah.
Sharp. Now, fast forward.
Our girlfriend Elan dumped Jo.
I remember. Like, she literally dumped
me. She was tired.
Yeah, she told me that I'm useless. You know, what happens if she falls pregnant today?
But do you think, she was fair though?
She was right. Trust me, she was right. She told me, vele, like...
Because we're nobody takanam, whatever.
I don't know. Hey, Juna. Emra, naked 8 rounds.
Mara, no, I understand it. Nah, I understand it.
Hey, Jo.
That time when Owapia Nama, 5 times, Abaliteng.
No, she went home. Everybody went home.
Okay.
I know she was not going to settle for that. I knew it.
Okay. Because
she was saying I was crazy.
Yeah, so vele, Ariana.
She's nah, going. No, you know what, Joe? Nah, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm fed up, I'm tired. I was like, shit, you can't do that to me. I need you the most right now, you understand? So after she left me, my bra, I remember accompanying her to her place. I've asked her, Joe, don't leave me. She said, unfortunately, I love you, but I have to leave you for my own sake. I was like, fuck. From that moment, I knew that boy had influenced her.
In a way.
Because to be honest, nowadays, the truth is something. Somewhere, somehow, ubone potential. Something you own. I'm not mutagano.
Ubone hope somewhere.
Ubone le hope somewhere or chome haye muhuka apole somebody
friends,
better than you.
Friends,
whatever.
Girls get influenced, you know, so easily by their friends.
Yeah. Man. When I left, working back to my place, my guy, I was crying, with one eye.
The other eye, what? It was not working. I'm trying to think what happened to the other eye. So yeah, coach, I hear you, man. But nane giwara kai nakitletsi ya a reality show. I feel like that's why I'm here. That's
did you watch the show as well? Or you know, you just
I watched once,
one episode.
One episode, and after I heard that it was playing, I watched it on YouTube, and then I heard Uri when now you're on Mojala. That's great. But now I follow up.
Oh, you thought it was growth.
And it's not.
What do you mean? What happened?
No, I thought you saw it on YouTube first.
YouTube, yeah.
And then Jigijigi, we are on TV.
Yeah.
That is huge.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or you thought it was growth.
Yeah.
But I was ungrowing.
I. What happened?
So now, these guys, got 2018, Fosh, Lefronal, one of my guys, he was the one handling my social media.
Yeah.
So these people always ask us one question. Coach, how do you live your life? What do you do every day? Like, when you wake up, what do you do?
Yeah, yeah.
You just want to see how you live your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want to see you trade as well.
Yeah.
We want to see the actual trading on a reality show. And I'm like, that is not a bad idea. So I ask Fosh, what do we need? He just says, no, we need a camera.
That's it.
That's it. And we have YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Let's get a camera. Luckily, there was one guy that I knew whose brother is running a videography company and all
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, hey, Joe, connect with your brother. Dude, how much do you charge? He says, no, I can charge you guys 35K per episode. That is a lot of money, right?
Damn.
But at that time, it was worth it. It's fine. For YouTube, because I knew...
So it's only for the production of it, like taking...
Yeah, it's got a 35,000 is basically him shooting us, editing, giving us a final product.
Okay.
35,000 per
episode. So this person, he was always there with the camera.
Yeah, na pilalo kontrung, like, and then sometimes... we would call him when we know we're going somewhere. Or when we know we're going to be trading or we're going somewhere or whatever the case it may be. Or I'll be meeting up with my girlfriend. Anything that we know could be potential content.
Yeah.
But yeah, he always had one camera guy on standby. Because any drama could happen at any given
time. So yeah, you started YouTube now.
So we started on YouTube. Went on YouTube. Played on YouTube, episode 1, 2. People loved it. We had like more than 500,000 streams.
Yeah.
I was like, so these people do watch us. You know, and then Fosh comes back and you see, boy, I told you.
Yeah.
You know, we were happy.
You were happy.
Why? Because we were in control of our content. You see, that's the nice thing about YouTube. It gives you control of your content.
Your own
these
thing.
Restrictions.
Yeah. Don't say this. Don't say that.
Yeah. I want a BCCSA.
Yeah.
You have to follow. No. So we were always ourselves. That was the nice thing about YouTube. Sharp. After that, then her season year end. We only played up to 9 episodes.
Yeah.
Episode number 10, 11, and 12, and 13 haven't played.
Mm.
Why? Because after episode 6, Moja Love approached us.
Yeah.
We never sent any email to them saying, hey, we want to be on your television. We didn't care about that.
Yeah.
We just wanted to give our people what they want, which is how we live, how we trade.
Yeah.
Then that's it.
Mm.
Hey, dude, that was the CEO.
Yeah.
His name is Aubrey. I don't know if he's still there.
Yeah.
He called, nobody answered. He even ended up sending an SMS.
Yeah.
3 months later, we hired one guy to answer our messages.
Yeah.
He finds the SMS. He's like, oh, there's a guy who's saying he was trying to get hold of us. He sent emails. He called. He says he's the CEO of Moja Love. He wants a meeting with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, aye, leave him. That boy who received the message tells my manager. Then my manager does a follow-up.
Yes.
And then when he does a follow-up, then the guy says, yeah, man, I want you guys on board. Come through at our offices. We are at Bram.
Yeah.
I said Bram or something. Yeah, we are at Bram. Come through. My manager says, hey, boy, we have a meeting tomorrow. I'm like, with who? We are going to Moja Love. And I'm like, but my PA told me that. I said no.
Yeah.
He said, no, let's go, boy. I'm your manager. I'm saying let's go.
Yeah.
This is good for the brand.
We
go there.
Managers.
Get a job.
Yeah.
You can make a cool eat, it's your peace of mind. Then I got a boardroom. The guy says, yeah, no, we love your work.
Yeah.
So we want to buy into your show. I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
So we are buying into your show, meaning that whatever that you have, I want you to understand how it started.
Yeah.
Whatever that we you have on YouTube, we are buying it as raw as it is. We're going to convert it to TV.
Yeah.
And then if there are any missing parts, we'll shoot.
As raw as it is?
Yes.
Okay.
The YouTube episodes,
they
take them from 1, because we had a complete season.
Yeah.
They take them from 1 up till 13, they take them to Moja Love.
Yeah.
That is a complete show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. okay, that is not a loss.
You already done the work.
I mean, yeah. Nobody will force me to do anything I don't want to do.
Yeah.
That is fine. Because I told my manager, I said, one thing I've noticed with reality shows in South Africa, they're fake as fuck.
Yeah.
I know real when I...
Yeah.
I know they're fake.
Fake,
I
can, yeah. I can do it. They're doing it for the camera.
You understand? That is why even in my reality show, we got some putting in all the makeup. Because why? On a daily basis, I don't put my makeup on.
Yeah.
I want you to see that pimple.
Yeah.
So that when you see me at propaganda, you don't ask me, is it you? Yeah. It's me. Yes, yeah, it's me. You. What do you mean?
You're raw.
You know, I'm raw. So now that's what happened. So they said, we'll buy into your show. Okay, fine, perfect. Give us a contract. They prepared a contract. So now they said they're going to buy the show.
Mm.
They're buying the rights. Now it's money.
Yeah.
With a certain amount of which I cannot disclose.
Mm.
Right? Sharp. Okay, it's not bad. They're paying us to be on TV.
Yeah.
That is my dream.
Yeah.
They must pay me for breathing.
Mm.
I have nothing to lose. Yeah. Sharp. That's what happened. Now, a week later, they prepare the contract, we sign.
Yeah.
A week after, then they say, no, we need to shoot intros.
Yeah.
You know, like intros,
I know.
I'm like, oh, okay, no, it's fine. Come through.
Mm.
But to shoot that intro. Then Jiggy Jiggy Arsa shoot the intro, then Jiggy Jiggy, they're actually shooting the current reality.
Everything that is happening.
Yeah, everything that was happening. Because in our personal drama, we always have something to say, somewhere to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Babara shooter, you know?
Yeah.
Then after the following day, the content creator says, yeah, guys, we are done with episode one.
How? It's no longer, they're no longer using that.
I asked my manager, done with episode one, how? Because they told us they are buying what we have already, and they're just shooting the intros.
Yeah.
Then my manager asked, they're like, yeah, no, guys, your YouTube thing is good, but it's not quality TV. And I'm like, okay, it makes sense. You can't take something from YouTube to TV. It's going to be blurry.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I took it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't mind shooting. It's fine.
Yeah, but then...
They said, okay, sharp. So let us shoot. That was June, July.
Mm.
Let us actually that was no. That was August.
Yeah.
That was August. They said your show can take 2 to 3 months to shoot.
Mm.
You can start playing in December or the following year in January. That was 2019.
Yeah.
Early August. Ne? Early August.
Mm.
Now, okay guys, where are you going? No, we're going to a convoy. Okay, let us come shoot. We go to Witbank for a convoy, which they invited us. They are shooting. Jiggy Jiggy, they're done with episode 2. Now we need to do what we call diary shoots, studio diary shoots, where you explain what happened. Now, our agreement, let me take you back.
Mm.
Back to before we started shooting.
Yeah.
Our agreement was the name of the show was going to be FBK Hustlers.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're trying to send a message to the youth that we are hustlers. Mm. What did they do? They named it what? FBK Millionaires. We never told anybody that we are millionaires.
So did you approve that?
I'm still going to come there.
Yeah.
Sharp. Number two, they were going to pay us a certain portion of the money before airing. I think they said they will pay 20% of the whole lump sum before airing on TV.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Of which we haven't played on TV, so that is fine.
Yeah.
With no pressure. But they were going to pay the first 20%. The second 20%, they were going to pay it just after the second episode.
Yeah.
Then the other 20% just after the fourth episode.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to finish before episode number 8 paying us. Because they said what? They didn't have money to pay us all at once.
Mm.
That is okay, sharp. Now, Jiggy Jiggy, 10 August, I receive a WhatsApp text on the FBK WhatsApp number.
Mm.
They're like, oh, coach. Is this you? Give me a screenshot of DSTV. FBK Millionaires airing on the 19th of August. I call my manager. Chief, what is FBK Millionaires? He says, no, I don't know anything. Check your DSTV. He was at his mother's place at that time. We were still staying together. He checks the DSTV and then wabona. FBK Millionaires. He calls them. Moshalav, what is happening? Who is FBK Millionaires? They'd be like, because at first we thought it was not us, ne? But the description, a group of young hustlers from Limpopo trying to they'll be like, yeah, no, guys, DSTV put us under pressure to put you guys on because we have showed them the snippet. They said they want you ASAP. And we're like,
but the name though.
Okay, sure, but the name is not what we agreed on. They said, no, don't worry. We will change it.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll change it. Then we relaxed.
Mm.
Honey, they were tricking us into hitting the deadline. There's a deadline. I think that you can't change something 48 hours before, something like
yeah.
that. Until the deadline, it's still not changed. When we ask them, they're telling us no, that no, we can't change it. We have hit the deadline now.
But they said, so, okay, whatever. I don't want to speak on your behalf.
Sharp. After that, okay, sharp. So now, I don't remember whether it was the 17th or the 19th. I think it was the 19th on a Saturday. 19th. Now, we're asking them, okay, now 20% of our money. They said, oh, yes, we will pay it before the show plays.
When is the show playing that time?
On the 19th. We're asking them on the same week, it's playing on Saturday. Yeah. But okay, our money. They're saying, no, prepare us an invoice. My manager does an invoice, we send them. Come Saturday, the money is not in. On the day of the show. The money is not in, number one. The name of the show is still FBK Millionaires. Do you know Twitter?
You can talk.
Yes, boy. Start. Start out of my.
Start out of my.
Oh, let this step. Start out of my. Let's start out of my. Nagger girl inspire. Yeah, you know.
So, like, what happened?
The money, they still haven't paid us on Saturday. The name haven't changed. Now I'm furious. I'm one guy who doesn't care about fame. I wanted them to take down the show because they didn't honor anything.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things I even forgot, you know, but I'll remember them as I'm speaking.
Yeah.
My manager calls them. They'll be like, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. It's too late. I'm like, fuck. It's about Twitter.
Yeah.
If it's like a Twitter or a millionaire. Out of nowhere. Remember now, I can easily convince you that I'm a millionaire if I show you my first picture and show you a build-up and show you the G63. Now you'll believe, okay, fuck, this guy is a millionaire.
Yeah.
I can't just come out of nowhere.
But Mr. okay, Price. What was wrong with the name FBK Millionaires?
Chief, that is sending a wrong message automatically. Nah. You are telling people that we are chess boys.
Yeah.
Hustlers would have been better.
Now
because now, if as a hustler, you'd know, okay, that guy is a hustler.
It's not like it's a flashy reality show.
You understand? Yeah. We are not trying to... to be all glamorous, living in hotels. No, we show you our reality.
You're inspiring, yeah.
Sharp. After that, my manager says, you know, he has one way of convincing me.
Yeah.
He says, no, boy, let's look at the positive side.
Yeah.
Finally, people will believe in trading. People will get inspired.
Yeah.
Look at the positive side. Now your music career. Once he mentioned my music career, I was like, okay, it's fine.
He knows your weakest point.
Yeah, that is free advertising. My music will be out there.
Yeah.
Since I want to go back, it's fine. Let's do this, boy. Now we start advertising it. FBK Millionaires, FBK Millionaires, FBK Millionaires. People are excited. First episode, it comes. They roast us on Twitter. I'm like,
What was Twitter saying?
Kanamo, what about say? Kili millionaire, wana skinny say? Now, the thing is, Twitter people or people in general, they're brainwashed on how a millionaire is supposed to look like.
Oh.
What you wear, what you drive, how your skin looks like. Unfortunately, I can't believe that I'm going to be a reality show.
And your reality show, it was raw, no makeup, nothing.
I know, I didn't do any makeup because I wanted it to be as real as it was. So now, after shooting the episode 32, now we're playing every Saturday. Now, every week, we need to shoot. We are under pressure. We need to shoot. Now, the main problem began. Problem number one, Yalina, the name I forgave them.
Yeah.
The main problem was the money part.
Yeah.
They started lying that we'll pay you today. Today is today. Today is today. Tomorrow is tomorrow. They constantly dragged us that we'll pay, we'll pay, we'll pay, we'll pay, we'll pay.
And it's playing.
It's playing. There are potential sponsors. You know, there were potential sponsors who wanted to give us cars. You know, and then when those sponsors approached them for us, they wanted to sponsor us. They wanted to take everything, like millions.
Yeah.
They wanted to take everything. We're not getting everything. On top of that, they owe us.
Yeah.
On top of that, the name is wrong.
Now, the main problem that was a deal breaker for me was when they wanted to script the content.
Mm. So now you're gonna...
Now I'm going to be honest.
It's like you're acting.
Even right now in South Africa, I don't know a real reality show. That one was supposed to be a real reality show. Now, when they wanted to script it, you understand?
Ish.
Like from... Now, the things that they wanted, you know what they wanted to do, ne? Mm. First things first, they're destroying the purpose. The purpose of me allowing myself to be on television is to inspire you.
Yeah.
Inspire you how, show you where I come from, at the same time show you how I make my money. That is when I do the actual trading. So they shoot us when we're doing the actual trading, but nobody is actually putting it in any episode. Episode one played, two played.
But what does...
There's no actual trading. So what they were after was to turn us into another Zotoaba, into more drama. Turn us into another We Are Jola 99, more drama. Turn us into Banyana Balaba Black Label, Balaba Jola Mahua. I don't remember their reality show. Drama. So what they do is they'll tell us, okay, sharp, out of Moli, Nakimange Logore, Banyana Bamrat. Vincent, but okay, Vincent, you're gonna appear on the show with multiple girls. Don't worry about them, we'll bring them to you. What nonsense is that?
Now is the acting. So
do you understand?
The whole purpose of reality show now.
You understand? So now that was before we were done with episode 3. But all the things that we have shot, they were real. But the things which they were planning, because what they were saying is that no, we're just showing them this and there to create a build up. And as I tell my manager that this is not my life. And then now they wanted to turn me into an arrogant guy.
So you're acting now?
Yeah, that guy who goes to a club and says, yeah, all of you guys are nothing. Let me buy you guys alcohol. You guys are broke. You guys are
That's why me, I'll never be.
You understand? They wanted to turn me into that guy, Vincent Debamo, turn into Sfebe. And then others, they turn them into my boys. You know, my boys.
Yeah, those people.
Ice boys.
Yeah.
Get them fun. Oh, clean the car for me. Where else? I can't say clean the car for me. Where else? You've made this money with me. I respect you enough, even though you might not you might not be in the public space, but you're my guy.
So you decided to cut it
sharp. So now what I did was, after episode 4, when we're supposed to go to 5, I refused to shoot studio. All of them shot the studio diaries except for me. Now, yeah, there's one thing about me. If I say no, it's a no.
Yeah.
You understand? I said no. Literally, even my manager, I knew him. Mm. He was going to come with tricks. I said, no, boy.
Yeah.
The CEO called. They said, DSTV wants us to submit. Yeah. I said, fuck DSTV. You haven't honored any of the things. Now we're on episode 4. You haven't showed people, even not even one single episode of us trading. You understand?
So now
there's nothing inspiring. People want to see us trading.
Yeah, man.
Because that's why they're watching the show. You have captured us trading, but you're not showing one thing trading. Why? You are busy showing us refeba, repatia,
nothing stupid things. Man.
Nothing inspiring there. It's like we want on TV to break. I don't want that.
And then besides everything,
I want my money. Where's my money?
They haven't paid.
Now you're supposed to pay 40% of the money. If it's 1 million, I was supposed to have 400,000 now. I can't be appearing on TV. Twitter is swearing at me every day. Why? It's about tweet. Every day, ban roha. It's better.
Yeah.
Ban roha for what? I become famous for nonsense. That is bullshit. I refuse to shoot.
Yeah.
Now, you need to remember something. Every company, every time when one of the people, the main guy, I was the main guy in that reality show. Banali studio diaries to everybody except for me. The main guy who is needed, who is important. They had no choice but to replace the show. Now, when they replaced the show, now, remember something. Every time when the show used to trend on YouTube, I used to be the one influencing it.
Yeah.
Telling my people, yeah, guys, please make it trend. Yeah, make it trend. Yeah. You know, asking my people.
You were marketing it.
I was marketing it, right? That's how it used to be trend. That was the first time that I've realized that millions of South Africans were watching the show. Mm. But those witches were quiet. Whereas those witches were watching the show, they've never showed us they were watching the show.
Ne? How did I know when one Saturday came, the show didn't play? 30 minutes was a lot. I was number one on trending. I was like, what the fuck? I've never taken number one trending when the show was playing. One Saturday, the show is not playing. Number one on trending.
The haters now are being...
I was like, what the fuck? Katrenda from Saturday, number one. Sunday, number one. Monday, number one. 3 days. Kitliliki itwa top 10 from Tuesday, Wednesday. The next Saturday, I went back in when I was not playing again.
Mm.
Now, that's where it started. The newspapers were writing articles now. FBK millionaires are chased out of Mojala for faking their lifestyle. I wanted to talk, or your bullshit channel owes me money. Even today, my brother, even today. Now, what happened? After the first Saturday, they were under pressure as well.
Mm.
They wanted us back now. They called us, begged us to come back and negotiate.
So the money was paid, though?
No. When we went back to negotiate, we went back. They said, guys, yeah, no, we're sorry for not being honest. We know we messed up. They are apologizing.
Yeah.
But those are the things which the media doesn't know. And unfortunately, those are the things at that time we couldn't take to the media.
Yeah.
It's confidential information. Yeah. It was at that time. Right? Sharp. So they're telling us, okay, guys, please, please. Next week, we're shooting again. We want you back on air. Even DSTV. People want you back, guys, back on air because it's unprofessional to play 4 episodes, then Jiggy Jiggy will replace you. Some of the people are able to pick it up, but what if Moja Love is the one which is wrong? Now they see that it's going to damage their brand. Their PR, protects them now. I don't know what they tell the media people, but they bend us under the bridge.
Because so you never said this anywhere else?
No, like, I've never. My PR didn't allow me to. You know, sharp. After that, went to the meeting. Then they said, no, we apologize. Before Thursday, next week, we'll pay this much.
Yeah.
But let us start shooting on Tuesday. Tuesday, they came, they shot. Ne? And then the next episode they were supposed to shoot, next scenarios they were supposed to shoot was on that Thursday.
Yeah.
On that Thursday, the whole day, they were standing at the gate. I was refusing to open because my money was not in.
So what about now?
Even now. That was it. Even now, Moja Love owes me money, and this is what people doesn't know. I'm not going to appear on TV for free, dog.
I didn't beg to be on TV. You started your own thing. It was going right. And
on YouTube. And then after that, they made me hate reality shows. They made me hate the purpose, and the purpose was to inspire. You got Daily Sun. When you wake up, you're at the front page. FBK millionaire. So at 10.
Your brand now. Your brand reputation.
Now I'm known for being a fake millionaire. Yeah. You understand? Mainly because of the title, which was not mine. Now mine was FBK Hustlers, not millionaires.
So now you're just going to let your money just go like that?
After that, there was Radio 2000 interview. They called me for an interview. Before going to the interview, I wanted to tell them at the radio station what really happened. My PR said... But now, coming to think of it, there's one fucking terrible mistake I've made. That PR was actually from the channel. Shit. It's now that I realize it. There was no way he was going to let me ban them. Now I think of it. The PR I was given by one of the producers. They said, no, here's the PR guy. He's going to brand you properly.
They planned this thing.
And now it makes sense. Why? Because before interviewing Radio 2000, they said, no, you don't mention anything about the reality show. I don't remember what was happening, but yeah, I was not supposed to ban Moja Love or the reality show or say anything negative. And then most importantly, they said, I mustn't state what I have on the radio. Like when they ask you, so you have 10 cars. I'm supposed to say no. I have one car. Yeah, it's family cars. You understand? Are you a millionaire?
But now you're no longer living your life.
Yeah, are you a millionaire? I'm like, no, man, I'm still a millionaire under construction. You understand? Little did I not know that I was damaging my brand at the same time because I was dishonest to myself. Now I'm one guy. If I have a car, I have it. If I don't have it, I will tell you I don't have it anymore. Yeah.
You understand? There are so many of the cars that I had that I no longer have anymore.
Bro, you're telling us.
You understand? So now I went to the interview. Bamputisa, so how many cars you have? When I'm supposed to talk, I remember the PR. You know, I assume the PR will always be right. I say, no, man, we share the cars, it's family, you know. So even if they were to ask me, did you buy the RS7 cash? I was going to say, no, man, it's installment. You are just taking out loans.
Like you lowering yourself.
I hear a millionaire, no, man, how much money have you made out of Forex? I won't say that 100,000 anymore. Yeah. Hi, man, I've made 1,000. You know, now, a week after, Twitter, we told you this guy is a fake millionaire, and now I have incriminating evidence. I've said it. You understand? Now they are using everything against me. Now I'm unable to go to Twitter and say, no, guys, I lied because my PR said.
They'll never think you lied.
To let it slide. They are roasting me on YouTube, roasting me on Twitter. Fake millionaire, fake. More articles.
Now my heart, in fact, it's painful for you started something that if you didn't do anything, right now I'm sure you would have been
proud and
over
been the
100,
best. Yeah. Millions of viewers on YouTube. Now, I've even taken down all the episodes, the reality show you like. It's still there. I've archived them. I didn't delete. I've archived them because I needed a break. I didn't want anybody to ask me, coach, where's the reality
show? Do you think? Did you make a mistake or your team?
I think my first mistake that my manager made was to allow me to go there.
Because your instinct obviously told
honestly, I didn't want to go there, but my manager convinced me because I trust him that he's going to manage me for the best. Sometimes, you know, I'm stubborn, but I've learned something that sometimes I need to let people who are in charge of my life take charge.
Yeah.
So I've let him take control. So same goes to the PR guy. You know, I've trusted him that he will let me say the right things, which are not going to damage me. But the truth is, the reality show, everything that I've said has damaged me more than everything. They've destroyed the lives that I would have given hope to.
Yeah. But do you see any future? Are you going to come with it?
If I come with any reality show, my guy, it's not going to be on any television platform.
It's going to be on YouTube.
I'm going to say this right now publicly. All the reality shows in South Africa are fake. If Ronalana lem problem am funel, I'll leave my numbers, all of them. From your Mzanti Magic, what I'm going to fake. Moja Love, if everything is planned, everything is pre-planned, everything is scripted. That's why I'm actually makeup. Iki reality show, I'm good among you, waking up looking beautiful. Yeah? Now I was bathing on the road. You saw me. That is what I would do. That is what I do. Maratauro, we're not for the hotel. Every day. So those things are scripted. Uja McDonald's, uja muno twana uja every day. So I'm telling you guys, don't get fooled. They are just made for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
They just say it's a reality show. It's not. The only reality show was kicked out of television.
Yeah,
because they didn't want a real person.
Reality show, this type of things.
Yeah, this is a reality. this is real.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. Coach, I mean... I think there's a lot to talk about here, man. But because I feel like people needed to know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
bro, this is gonna be the longest episode out of all the shows that I've put out.
You've heard, ne? Yeah.
But it's worth it. It's worth
it, Linda. I'm glad that I will not have to explain the reality show story again.
You see, now you're relieved.
If I were to go to Moja Love again, just know they've paid me, number one. Number two, they've begged me. They've cried. They've shitted on themselves. They've done a lot of... They've even masturbated me. If you see me going back there, they've done all those things.
Hey, guys.
That was... Joe, I'm not Tom Bora, Joe. Ola Tore. Kile da, Joe. Kenal Zaga Chaka. Understand, I didn't need them. Then I feel that they destroy my brain to protect their shit. Because one thing they could have said is to take out a statement saying, no, guys, with FBK Millionaires, this is what happened. No, the reality show what is not fake, as you guys say. They didn't protect us.
And
nothing.
I feel you, bro.
They let us get under the bus, get shit.
I feel your pain.
Wangusha. No, so I want to shit you are gone.
Kabona mna
link abana yikwa moja love kamuka banya uba buchi.
So but this is the
clue. Banya kamuka from the CEO wa moja love wanya banya kamuka fufufu banya kamuka uba buchi anal problem abansu.
So how many
bampatel chalta kape.
So now how many cars do you have?
At the moment I have plus or minus 8. But esho
why plus or minus?
I'm trying to think.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. But at the moment in my possession, I have about 6, plus or minus 6.
Yeah.
So most of my cars get by seat.
Yeah.
Some of them were stolen. Some of them got accidents. Young maybe look at low lights after the show.
Yeah.
These are the things which people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't need to know.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is when a person sees a G63 today, tomorrow they no longer see it, they say it never existed.
Mm.
And these are materialistic things.
Yeah, it's not really
a house, a car, they're all materialistic. Mm. Tomorrow you can lose them under any condition. So people need to understand that when you follow me, you need to follow me for who I am, not for what I have. You need to follow me for the person that I am. Because these things, ngatswa tomorrow.
Na kiska pateli wa bariki ki delete. And I'm not going to delete anything.
If there's anybody who sent you an email asking about me,
yeah, me, I'm not gonna delete.
I will have an automated response ready. I want to talk about what I say.
Yeah, no, respect. This vodcast, you were not one inspirer. Now we are here for you to inspire people, you know?
Yeah,
and I'm inspired. To be honest, I never liked this thing. Want to do my things.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
Lady manager, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because, they don't know my plan, they don't know what I imagine.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, that is true.
Bruh, thank you so much for your time. It's going to be the longest episode in this
in history.
No chill vote. Yeah.
In history.
I don't think it will even there'll be any other. But guys, thank you so much, Bafetu. DJ Coach, what are your last words, man?
My last words, guys, is this. I want more lifing. You need to be careful who you listen to.
Yeah.
When somebody gives you an advice about something or their opinion about something, find out where they are coming from. Because so many of you guys lose opportunities because you are getting advices from the wrong people.
Mm.
Now my practical example is my parents.
Yeah.
Had I listened to my parents today, depressed. I wouldn't have had what I have now. But I made a choice.
Mm.
You understand? Why? Because I saw something bigger.
Yeah.
So you need to listen to your dreams.
Yeah.
Fuck what your friends say. Fuck what everybody says.
Everybody.
You must listen to yourself. Not every time. Like every time I'm put any advice or telling me that I shouldn't do something, I always ask them, Horuena, what do you know?
Yeah.
I want to do Forex. You're telling me that Forex is a scam. I'm going to ask you, who are you and what do you do for a living?
Mm.
Why should I listen to you? In short, my advice, when it comes to money, do not listen to people who do not have it.
Yeah.
Whoever gets offended, it's fine. But that is a fact. Because they are all negative. When it comes to making money, or mutaka Bitcoin is scam, or mutaka ever life is scam. So please, believe in your dreams. If you want to achieve something, you can always be whatever that you want to become. Mm. And it's okay to cut off your negative friends.
Thank you.
Hey, let me follow in more.
Of course. I mean, the handle will be here all over. So.
Oh, yeah. Let me follow in more.
And
I'm follower, guys. I'll always pay you. Even if they say I'm broke, I have nothing. I'll always have 300 to give to you guys. Always.
Yeah.
No matter what. Thank you.
Guys, we out.
Oh, nah.